Chapter 12. The Metamorphosis. One spring evening, Dorian Gray and Lord Henry were dining together.
"Don't tell me you're going to be good. You're perfect. Don't change," cried Lord Henry.
"No, Harry. I've done too many terrible things in my life. I'm not going to do them anymore. I began my good actions yesterday in the country."
"Anybody can be good in the country,"
said Lord Henry, smiling.
"There are no temptations there. But tell me about your good action."
"Some time ago, I met a girl in a village. She was very beautiful, like Sybil Vane. Do you remember her? We fell in love, and during the wonderful month of May, I went to see her. She was ready to run away with me, but I said no. I didn't want to ruin her life. I left her as flower-like as I found her."
"So you broke her heart, and this was your good action?"
said Lord Henry, laughing.
"Harry!"
cried Dorian.
"You're horrible. Of course, she cried, but her reputation is safe. Let's talk about other things. What's happening in London?"
"People are still discussing poor Basil's disappearance."
"I thought they'd be tired of that by now,"
said Dorian.
"Not yet. Although there are plenty of other things to talk about. There's my divorce case and Alan Campbell's suicide. But poor Basil still interests them. Scotland Yard insists that Basil left for Paris, but the French police declare that Basil never arrived there."
"Don't people say that he was murdered?"
asked Dorian.
"Some newspapers do, but it doesn't seem probable."
"What would you say if I told you that I murdered Basil?"
asked Dorian. He watched Lord Henry carefully.
"No, Dorian, you wouldn't murder anyone. All crime is vulgar, just as all vulgarity is crime. Ordinary people murder because it's their way of finding the extraordinary pleasure that art gives us. But enough of Basil. What happened to the portrait that Basil painted of you?" "Oh, yes, I remember. You said it had been stolen. What a pity."
"I never really liked it."
"Tell me the secret of your eternal youth, Dorian. You look like the day I first met you. I wish I could change places with you. Life has been your art."
"Yes, life has been wonderful, but I'm not going to have the same life. You don't know everything about me. If you did, even you would turn from me. Don't laugh."
"You and I will always be friends,"
said Lord Henry.
"Yet you poisoned me with a book once. Harry, promise me that you'll never lend that book to anyone. It does harm."
Lord Henry looked at the moonlit garden.
"Let's go to the club."
"I'm tired tonight. I want to go to bed early. I'll see you tomorrow."
One evening, when Dorian arrived home, he threw himself on the sofa and began to think. Was it really true that one could never change? He had filled his mind with corruption, committed horrible crimes, and had been an evil influence on others. Was there no hope for him? Why had he ever made that monstrous wish about the picture? He had kept his youth and beauty, but he had paid a terrible price. He picked up a mirror and looked at his face. It disgusted him, and he threw the mirror on the floor, where it broke in 1,000 silver pieces. James Vane, Alan Campbell, Basil Hallward would soon fade away. It was the death of his own soul that tormented him. He wanted a new life. Then he remembered the country girl. He had not destroyed her innocence. He had done one good thing, and he wondered if the portrait had changed. Perhaps if his life became pure, he would be able to cancel every sign of corruption from the portrait. He took the lamp and went upstairs to look at it. He entered quietly and removed the cover. A cry of pain and anger came from him. He could see no change, except that in the eyes there was now a look of falsity, and on the mouth a smile of hypocrisy. The thing was more horrible than before. It was only out of vanity and hypocrisy that he had spared the young girl. But was the murder going to torment him all his life? Should he confess and be put to death? Never. The picture was the only evidence against him. He would destroy it. He looked around and saw the knife that had stabbed Basil Hallward. He would destroy the past. He seized the knife and stabbed the picture with it. There was a horrible, agonizing cry. And a crash. The servants woke and talked in low, frightened voices. They went up to the room and knocked, but there was no reply. They could not open the door, so they climbed down from the roof and entered through the window. When they entered, they found the splendid portrait of their master in all his exquisite youth and beauty. Lying on the floor was a dead man with a knife in his heart. He was hideously ugly and old. It was not until they examined his rings that they recognized who it was.